Fatty time, now with 100% less fat.
Oh my god, hi everybody! So, like, fucking Fat Man's not here, and like, yeah. So it's just like the super cool people, and not... So this pretty much isn't fatty time, this is normal time, so yeah.
I guess I'm gonna take over as host, but like, nobody really controls anything here.
Does anybody ever control anything anyway?
I control your face.
Oh my god, my face.
I command you to smile! I command you to smile!
Puppet face. Nice. Real classy.
So, like, instead of doing today's events, why don't we do this week's events? Because things actually happen during the week.
Yes, they do.
Somebody go first. That's not me!
Thorn's the host. Thorn can go.
I actually have an interesting week. For about a full week now, my left ear has been ringing. My parents suggested it might be allergies, which makes sense because, like, for the last couple weeks, it's been warming up. But now I have reason to believe it's actually a wisdom tooth, because when I put pressure near where the tooth would be, the ringing gets louder and then dissipates and then starts up back normally. I've also been auditioning for things on the Voice Acting Alliance. One for an Ocarina of Time fan dub. I did a shitload of auditions. Maybe we can play some of those later. And also for a Sonic X parody. That's going to be fun.
I saw your Twitter about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you responded.
I did. I always do. I get, like, your Twitters go to my text, so. Or my phone, whatever. My text. I don't do anything else with it.
Really, it's just completely different from all the others.
Okay, is that all, Thorn?
That's pretty much my week. That doesn't tie into anything else.
Alright. Chinese Yoshi, go.
What? So for today's episode... No. You made me. Okay, so what I did for this week... Let's see, I had some Burger King. I went to school. I played some video games. More video games. I played Donkey Kong Country 2 and beat it in one sitting yesterday. I don't know if anybody cares. And a lot of Soul Silver. That's it.
Alright, well, shit that's been going on with me. I got my my DSi and Soul Silver stolen from me in one go.
No.
But on the upside, all for about $120, I'm getting back two DSIs, but 12 games and Soul Silver. Soul Silver was only about $12.
Awesome.
I know.
It's fucking sexy. You should send me a copy. Okay. A real cop, because
I don't think you can use the Pocket Walker, can you? I was gonna send you that, but then I thought, wait.
I can use it online with the Flash Club. I don't know about Pokey Walker. I don't know if it's gonna be like fucking, it's gonna have a heart attack or digital attack or whatever.
I don't know. I think it runs on like an infrared transmitter. So.
Alright, so I don't think it will work. Whatever. I don't know, I don't see the Pokey Walker. Like, the Pokey Walker looks badass, but I don't want to go in the middle of the street like, hey, what's that, something.
And, anyway, other than that, I've had my hours at work severely cut, so Ghost is pretty much broken now. Thanks, guys.
Ouch, by how much?
By, like, I work weekends instead of working 6 days a week.
So, I mean, how many hours?
Like, all of them. I have like 12 hours a week now. Instead of the 38 I was getting before. Yeah. It might even be 18 if I work like Monday too. I don't know yet. But yeah. So I'm lucky to even get that, considering what's happened lately, which I really don't want to go into because it's depressing. Other than that, my car has been giving me all kinds of shit, too, so, yeah. And my computer, and everything else. Oh, yeah. This week I saw a computer running Windows 98 still, which was hilarious. It was trying to defragment, and it went 1%, 0%, 1%, 0%, and it just stuck like that.
Windows 98.
I know.
So, Windows 98.
Yeah.
I remember the day when I used my Windows 95 to look up a picture of a girl, and it took the rest of the afternoon, and then I realized that it wasn't a Photoshop picture, so I was like, fuck. Couldn't back off. And then, like, I did shut the fuck up, yeah. So, yeah, somebody talk about shit.
Hey, why don't we move on?
Yeah.
Fucking TLP's
updates.
You should go fast.
But let's see. As far as Fat Man, he still hasn't uploaded Kickle.
Yeah, I don't care anymore.
He's probably still making the trailer.
He was making the trailer last week.
I know. It's Fat Man. He's slow. He's fat. He's got to get, you know, he's got to get the momentum up before he can do anything.
Tell him you're going to play a Zelda game until he's done. That'll get him.
When he comes back, he's going to rape us.
Perfect time to show off my ringtone.
Nice.
I fucking love this song. I don't know, and I don't know who the hell this is.
What is
the middle of a show? God damn it! Who the fuck is this?
Guys, we probably do it too.
Oh, now we're back.
No. So I just got a call from someone, and I don't recognize it. That I don't recognize that number at all.
Nice.
Yeah, at least I got to show off my Elvis Costello ringtone.
Hey, he's got a Costello ringtone. Oh my god! So yeah, back to FATLP. Yes. Cockle's not up yet, and I don't know when the hell that's gonna be up. And so
you just can't leave it alone, can you?
No, he's been at this for almost 4 fucking weeks.
No, I mean, just completely just ragging on him on everything you possibly can.
That's my thing, but you just like, God, like the minute we mentioned FATLP, he's fat and he can't do this, and you just ragged it up for like 10 minutes. You just said everything you can. Okay, so for me, I'm gonna start Earthbound. I'm gonna do a couple test recordings today. And if all goes well, I should have the first 2-3 episodes recorded today and stuff, if everything goes fine. Because that one actually is going to require editing. So, yeah, that might actually take a little bit.
Yeah, it does. Earthbound is a lot of walking around, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
A lot of walking around and random battles.
It'll still be fun, and I think I should... I'm naming the characters after everybody on the team.
Yes!
Yeah,
you might or might not be saying that.
Who do I get to be?
Okay. I'm gonna announce the names right now. Ness is Yoshi, myself.
Oh, shit.
Jeff is Thorn.
Woo.
Prince Pooh is Fat Man because there's nobody else.
Aw. Wanted to be Pooh.
And Paula is Elias.
Oh, fuck yourself.
I am dead serious. I'm naming her Elias.
I wanted to be Pooh. He kicks ass. He's a ninja. He knows karate.
But it's just that Thorn gave me the suggestion. I wanted you to be Pooh, like, either Elias or Fat Man for Pooh. We were discussing it yesterday. And so he just says, you know what, you should make Paula Elias. So I was like, okay, you know what, that'd be funny.
All right, fine. Yes, hey, hilarity.
You're already bisexual. You're like a third of the way there.
Yeah, why not?
Hey, look at the bright side. You can use all the psychic powers I can't.
That's a good point.
And you beat the shit out of people with a frying pan. Come on.
Fuck yeah. Oh, it's like playing Peach in Brawl.
And you wear a dress, and it's pink, and you're a girl.
I'm going to rape you.
Okay, so yeah, that's Earthbound.
Right.
Talk about Metroid. I said talk about Metroid.
Oh, me, talk about Metroid. I haven't recorded part two yet, because I've had shit going on and getting a new DS and whatever, so yeah, that's going on, and then I'll record that sometime when I have another day off, like probably Monday or Tuesday. And when I get my computer working again and I can be on Skype without having to borrow a computer, I'll like record with you guys and whatever, so.
That's great. Let's talk about episode one.
Episode one.
It was a disaster.
It was the first episode. It was a disaster because I had Fat Man and Yoshi in there. Big, like, that was a genius move on my part. I should know better.
That wasn't the problem, really, for me.
It was a lot of stupid, like, on my part for recording stupid shit. I kind of, like, danced around and did some, like, showing off a little
bit. Yeah, I was probably the only one talking about the damn game.
Yeah.
Besides you. Tom
described it. That's what it sounded like.
And Tom was like, for me, the biggest problem because he just kept fucking spamming a bunch of unfunny jokes and memes.
Yeah, I know.
And like he was the main reason why I wanted to quit.
Well, that you couldn't quit fighting with Fat Man the whole time.
I'm fucking loud, and I'm gonna say fucking over 9,001. I'm like, okay.
Over 9,000. We're in the ship.
it was like that.
We're still in the boat.
That reminds me of, like, I think it was either the last episode or the one we were talking, I don't remember, where, like, we were talking about the Zelda movie, how Fat Man's friend thought that Navi should have been in it.
No. Now we should be in the game.
Wait, catch in the bottle, it's a weak spot. I'm fishing!
That was my joke.
Yeah, that was you. then...
We're in the ship! That was great. Yeah, like, I didn't like it because it was fucking gay. Like, if next time we're going to record a part and me and Tom are in it, I'm not going to be in it because it's Tom.
I'm gonna avoid the ship forever as long as I can because I fucking hate that ship. Like the ugly ass purple thing on stilts or whatever it is. I like the badass Chozo ship. I like the one in Metroid Prime 3 because it's got fucking like armor shell you can pull out, you can put over it and the wings pop open to have missile launchers and shit. But just the fusion ship is ugly as fuck.
It's a purple ship.
It's a rental.
He said it's on stilts. It pretty much is.
It's a rental. That's what it is.
All right, is that all we got for FATL fans?
Kind of. I finally recorded and uploaded the second part of the Grindfest.
Like, oh, yeah.
Waiting on SFA episode 2. I'm probably not going to continue the Let's Play until that is done.
But yeah, so
this is out of the way.
Yeah, at least that's out of the way. It was hilarious too with the fucking chicken running into the bomb. and like you threw the chicken in the water and it just fucking flies to outer space.
I think I'd seen that happen before when I was playing the game, but I totally wasn't intending for that to happen.
I'd never seen that in my life, so I was like, what the fuck? I thought it was going to, like, sail down the river.
Yeah, me too. But nope. Woo! and then the other chicken ran right into the bomb.
And then it started bringing all the other chickens. You just went in the hole, like, whatever.
I can't wait until I get on the hole. Get on a horse and ride over a chicken.
You're gonna have like 8,000 behind you. Yeah, you can't catch it to me. Hits a wall. Fuck. I actually died to that once when I was a kid.
I think I got too.
Because I was killing it, and then I see a bunch of them going out of nowhere. I'm like, ah, fuck. So I try to fight my way. I'm like, you know what? Screw this. Runs away. They're like, oh, where the fuck do I run, die? Like, I didn't think that would happen. Like, I didn't know about that trick or glitch. I thought, like, you keep hitting it and they'll just go, buck, 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 buck.
Nope, but no, it just... Mad at you. Like, that's it just, from Link to the Past.
It just cocked me.
You got cocked. Of course, Elias is giggling.
What's the guy from Punk'd? It's his new show, You Got Cocked. He just, like, flashes people. Throws a chicken at him, one of the two.
Both.
He, like, right. hits you in the face with a chicken and teabags you and runs off.
All right, so I guess we're moving on up to Sergeant Frog and Bridge updates, y'all. Hey.
Well, today, Lily recorded her lines with me and Yoshi doing a read-through with her.
And it was fucking hilarious, and we got it.
Yep, she was recording her lines at the time, so we got exactly what we wanted.
Yeah, perfect. Now, the only other thing we're still missing is fucking Momoka. Yeah, like, until we get Momoka, this episode really isn't going to go up.
Nope.
Y'all. But the good news is we can make more clips.
At least. We're asking a couple of girls. The last girl we asked didn't respond, and she had logged on. So, Yoshi.
Yeah. So I just her, said. So yeah, I got pissed off. I didn't even message her. I just said, you know what? Fuck you. Bye. If she does contact me, I'm not gonna reply. I'm just gonna fucking give her what she gave me. Nothing. So yeah, like, Thorne was on the Voice Acting Alliance website and was all like, I'ma go get some girls, and I was like, okay, I'll do it too, and then I found a good three. Yeah. One of them, ironically enough, happened to be named Konata.
Oh, yeah.
Dead serious.
Nice.
It was great, but, like, she was accepted by so many people, so I was like, you know what, I'm not even gonna ask.
She's named Konata, like, the weeabos are gonna be...
It's Konata. Why does everybody fascinate about a fucking little blue-haired lolly?
Because she's a lolly and blue.
From Lucky Star, of all things.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they say, lollies are the new breasts.
Huh.
I didn't know they say that.
They do.
Me neither. Fuck, that's news to me. You know what, now that I look at the list, how exactly are we going to do Grammar Nazi Thorn?
I can find some terrible, terrible fan fiction.
He just, like, writes in the last 5 minutes.
I can find this terrible version of Snakes on a Plane, which, like, it looks like they wrote it in a different language and then, like, stuck it in Google Translator and then posted it as English.
Okay, but that's getting way ahead of us. Anyway, so do we have anything else to talk about?
Well, I think that's still need for Sergeant Frog, because Doro, I'm going to go ahead and let the guy I was talking to do it for at least this episode.
Yeah, because honestly, I am being dead serious here. I don't care about him yet.
Yeah.
At all. Until we get to, like, his episode, then, okay, full center. And as of right now, he only has a certain number of lines in the thing, so I really don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dora Doofus fans.
If you guys have any personal projects, go ahead. I need to go tell my dog to shut up.
Okay, he's gonna go tell the dog to shut up, and we're gonna talk about personal projects. So, Elias, do you have any personal projects?
Yeah, finding a job.
I thought you had.
I have one, but I've been cut back to weekends, and my rent and bills and everything is like $300 a month. So.
Okay, how is that necessarily a project?
It's a personal project.
Okay,
like, it's not necessarily anything to do with, like, TLPs or the Midnight Frogs or anything. But
I made a fucking birdhouse. I don't know about you.
I did record a new part to Moemon, but I don't think anyone gives a shit.
Snap. I recorded a song.
Wonderful.
Earthbound, and much. Okay, great. We already said what we were doing. We actually had something.
Hmm. Well, good. I don't.
Yeah.
Hey, Thorn, I got a question, Thorn.
What?
If I wanted to upload parts of my Let's Play of a Pokemon ROM hack, would you let me, like, to FATLPs?
I guess.
Yay.
I was thinking of doing Pokemon too, but I just don't want it to be boring.
Well, do... Like, I try to, like, the random...
Like, look, I'm finding a... I'll probably just show the required fights, but that's about it.
Did you just laugh?
And then, like, off screen.
I did.
I did. That was a nice remix. I did. Fuck!
Here, why don't we switch hosts for a second?
Yeah,
be right back.
Okay, sorry about that, folks. We're breaking the record for having the longest piss simultaneously around the world. That's what we were doing, shut up!
Seriously.
We lost by like a millisecond. Fucking Elias had to go take a shit all of a sudden. Okay, I'm done.
I didn't. I'm sorry, guys.
In his router.
I am. Like it was. I don't know what the fuck happened. I'm trying to find us some Grammar Nazi. Yep. Fuck.
What's the status on your story?
Like, a couple sentences? Like, I honestly do not know what the hell to write.
Yeah, we're sitting there on a test call, and he's like, oh yeah, I gotta do fucking that bastard story.
Like, I only got, like, 3 sentences done. And honestly,
doing
I don't...
mishmash of all the characters that you've been doing up to this point.
That's what I'm doing. It's, like, the craziest thing I've ever fucking made. But I can't think of anything. Like, usually I think of games, but I'm really running low here, so I'm just writing whatever. Why the fuck have I not done Metroid?
Do fucking Metroid.
I'm doing Metroid. Spoiler, Metroid.
You do Halo, Modern Warfare 2, Centipede?
Games I actually play!
Oh.
Wait, I may have just found it.
You found it.
Found it?
He found it. He was like really low, like, I found it all the way in Afghanistan, but I heard him.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm in Afghanistan, guys.
Really? How's the bombs?
It's exploding. Am I here?
Well, can you put it in the chat so we can...
What, the fanfic? The thing?
Yeah. Kind of have a show to do.
Okay. It's terrible grammar, it's not so much spelling mistakes, but it's terrible, terrible grammar.
Well, good.
Beautiful! And welcome to a edition of Snakes on a Plane.
Grammar Nazi Thorn begins. I still need to get that theme, goddammit.
You make a typo, and Thorn makes you feel like a retard, and then you get... Yeah, and there you go.
Okay. Snakes on a Plane. In the past history, the sun made it shining over Antarctica, and Antarctica was grow the rainforests. Many snakes were live in the rainforests of Antarctica. Antarctica. Is good to be Antarctica, say snakes, as they grow the leaves.
The leaves!
But one day, the sun made a going away, because it got bored as only snakes in Antarctica.
What the fuck?
The snakes made a waiting for the sun, but no suns made a rival back. And Antarctica was doomed to grow the ice. We do know like an ice grow, say snakes. The snakes slithered away. Snakes came to an airport. Capital A airport. We want to fly the capital P plane, say snakes. But the airport refused. Snakes cannot plane, shout airport. As snakes are only a tail.
Snakes cannot plane. Title of the episode.
Snakes cannot play.
I think that's going to be the title for this one.
What?
I think that's going to be the title.
I love
that. Yeah.
Snakes cannot plane.
Snakes cannot plane. The snakes were sadly at the not plane.
The not plane.
So why are they complaining? Oh, it's the not plane, I see.
The not plane?
And decide to make a going into the cargo boxes. is fun to hide in crate boxes, say snakes, as a hide.
I didn't know Solid Snake was in it.
Yeah. It's fun to hide in crate boxes. The plane made a taking off, and all the snakes in the cargo boxes, period. But suddenly, the cargo boxes fell apart, and snakes were free to roam the plane. That's incorrect English.
Yes, it is.
The people saw at the snakes! Not a seeing snakes! Shout snakes. As the people all made a jumping out the window from the snakes. But the not parachute! Yell the people. As a jump off the plane and splat to the ground! The snakes made a sadly. All had jump off the plane.
Off.
We have made a scaring people away, say the sadly snakes. Suddenly, Samuel L. Jackson jumped through the window plane and made a shooting at the snakes. I cannot snakes allow on this train station, shout Samuel L. Jackson as a shooting at snakes. But there is no driver plane, say snakes. There is no pilot without the driving, scream plane as it crashes into cliff and into many pieces. Oh my god. This was the best fanfic ever written, ever.
There is
no pilot without the driving.
I'm not kidding. There's 216 things like this, and I found a Legend of Zelda one.
Oh my god.
This is officially a segment.
It's not even Grandmaster Thor anymore. It's just dramatic reading of awesome fanfics.
More.
Here's another one.
I want more. There is no pilot without the driving.
There is no pilot without the driving.
I cannot
snakes allow on this train. But there is the no driver station. Plane. Okay.
No, a train station. Not even. It's not a train. It's a train station.
So what website is this?
This is. I grabbed this off of fanfiction.net.
Oh god. Okay, go, Thor.
The Legend of Zelda. My empire is safe, say Zelda. This is goodly. Suddenly, Bowser jumps out of closet and makes a grabbing Zelda. Of the closet clothes, shouts Bowser. Oh no, say Zelda. As Bowser preforms the kidnaps. I can no catch Mario Princess. Mario Princess. Say Bowser. So I kidnap you. Suddenly, Link remembered he had made a leaving of his sword in Zelda's no apostrophe ROM. ROM. And went into the room. Link saw Bowser making kidnaps. No, shout Link. You shall no kidnap, princess. But it was too late. Bowser had already made a going out of window.
I didn't know Link could talk.
He could talk. People everywhere were sad at the princess gone. Princess gone, say people. Say people.
People?
I suppose this make you the king now, say the mayor. And he put a medal on Link. Not if Zelda makes me king, shout Link as he wear a crown. The end.
What is this?
What is this?
This is German translated to English via Google Translator.
Well, that was good, but not as good as there is no pilot without the driving.
I know. We cannot. Snakes cannot plane, as snakes are only a tail.
Snakes cannot. Snakes cannot. What?
Snakes
I
cannot.
Forgot already.
There is no pilot without the driving.
Snakes cannot plane, as snakes are only a tail.
Yes, that's right.
I'm sorry. That's my new movie.
There's all kinds of these. There's one for Robin Hood, Jumper, The Mystery Machines, Cars, The Last Unicorn. Kung Fu Panda, Dinotopia. Wow, we're going way back.
Yeah, I think that's enough for this episode.
I'm sorry. This is hilarious.
Yeah.
This is my new mood bubble. There is no pilot without the driving. Wait, that's just beautiful. That's sex.
That is sex.
Anyone else want to read more of this? It's Hans von Hassel at fanfiction.net. Yeah. It's HANSVONHOZEL.
That is worse than...
We can link to it in the description.
That is worse than anything I could ever make. And the kinds have typos. These don't.
This is probably literary genius in its original language, but I can't read German, so...
I am so reading his fanfiction now.
I'm going to put that in the description, yeah. That's
yes, we are.
Good God.
Hans von Hassel, I love you.
Listen to this. Author has written 218 stories for Harry Potter, Sonic the Hedgehog, Fairly OddParents, Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends, Digimon Spiral, Pokemon Crash, Oblong's Mist, Cartoons, Conker's Bad First Day. The list is long as a bitch.
It really is.
Oh my God.
Rush Hour, Camp Rock, The Da Vinci Code, Earthbound, Clockwork Orange, Phantom of the Opera, Lazy Town, Kung Fu Panda,
what Trump, the hell?
Pirates of the Caribbean, Friday the 13th, RoboCop, Tinkerbell, Matrix, Dirty Dancing, Death Note, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Finding Nemo, Eternal Sonata, Spider-Man.
I think we get it, Yoshi.
Big Bang Theory, Tarzan, Torchwood, Mission Impossible, Halloween Town,
okay.
Jesus fucking
okay,
Christ.
Guys.
That's it. That's enough sex for one day.
House. How do you make house fan fiction?
Don't let them die, okay. Alright, that's enough. I just scrolled down to the latest, I think the last fanfic he had. Yes, Knuckles and Sonic save the beach.
What?
I don't know if I want to click on it.
Where is this?
It's like story number 206 all the way at the bottom. It's like 96 words long.
Really?
Really? Well, the Legend of Zelda one was only 140 words. Like, these are all epically short, like 106, 32, the first
short,
one was 35,
sweet.
Oh wait, 304 words long.
These are the worst stories I've ever seen in my life.
And yet the best things I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
They're the best things to read out loud. That's why they're good.
Yeah.
I think they're all quote-unquote complete.
Wow.
So,
Kindergarten Cop!
As complete as they get. There's one about missing. No, it's 263 words long. I've got to read this.
I'm done. We need to move on.
Yeah.
One day Ash was walk with
the
Pikachu.
Story, or just done with this.
Just done with this. I cannot finish the story. I'm gonna have to go on to something else.
Oh, we have nothing else. We're at the bottom of the list.
Damn it! I honestly got nothing for this episode. Okay, I'm gonna write as fast as I can. You guys do something. Expect
okay.
Type.
Well,
I'm gonna rush.
Pour myself out and show off some of my.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't
be a whore.
I'm gonna rush like a motherfucker.
I'm a whore.
So.
Ghost, get over here. Haha, you can't.
I know, it's terrible. You can't tease me like that.
I just did, haha.
Fuck!
Where the hell did. Oh, yeah. I have a separate folder for this. Okay. The first thing that I auditioned for was this parody that actually has promise called Sonic F. I auditioned for the president and his aide, Jeremy Wise. Okay, let's see if it'll...
These damn fuzzy illegal aliens are gonna cost me re-election.
That's the president. The first line, here's line two of the president.
You're telling me that one prepubescent fox child has more firepower in the form of a homemade jet than our entire Air Force? Alright, whatever.
Yeah. I think I just messed something up, but whatever. The president's aide, line one. Yes, sir. Good, sir. Fine job, sir. You're an inspiration to the people.
It sounds exactly like you.
Yeah.
You have something on your nose, Thorn.
I do.
The character. Never mind.
That was a president's aid, part one. Here's part two. That's right, fat boy. Just keep yucking it up for the mouth breathers. And then when everything falls apart, I'll be the one who gets all the glory.
Glory.
I'll be the one who gets all the pussy. Haha. I mean, he's obviously gay from how he wants to do the voice.
Gonna win anything.
Was that still in the line, or are you talking now?
No, I'm talking now.
Okay. Your evil voice is normal, Thor.
My evil voice is me. No. And here's... Now we're going to move on to the Ocarina of Time fan dub. I don't know if they're okay with me showing off the auditions, but I don't give a fuck. I auditioned for a assload of bit characters. And, like, only one of them that shows up relatively frequently.
Okay. So you're Yugi's grandpa?
Yes.
No. I'm going to go in alphabetical order for these. Part one, the big Goron.
My brother, open the new store.
This one was just a joke, Blade Store.
However, I am better at making blades. Hylian carpenters praise me for my skills. I'm not lying.
That sounds actually pretty good.
Brother.
Take two.
Brother.
Brother. Open the new store. It's Betty Goron's Blade Store. However, I am better at making blades. Hylian carpenters praise me for my skills. I'm not lying.
Hey, if you're that big and you can fix swords, why aren't you helping me with the temples?
I don't know.
I mean, God, I'm pretty sure you could step on Ganon. He's not, you know, that evil.
Because I suck, brother.
Brother.
Edmundo!
I had to do that when I noticed it said my brother opened a new store.
Does it just sound, or is it just me, or does it sound like Optimus fucking Prime?
You guys know the scarecrows in Lake Hylia?
Yes.
I auditioned for both of them. Here's Benoru.
What?
Here's Benoru. Two takes. I am Benoru, the scarecrow musical genius. I hear a song once and I never forget it, baby. I am Benoru, the scarecrow musical genius. I hear a song once and I never forget it, baby. It's like my accent. The accent in that switches between French, Russian, and German.
Yeah, something like that.
Where's Pierre? Pierre, the other guy. My name is Pierre, is a wandering scarecrow. Actually, I wish I could wander to look for soul-moving sounds, but I'm kind of stuck here. My name is Pierre, the wandering scarecrow. Actually, I wish I could wander to look for soul-moving sounds, but I'm kind of stuck here. Is that okay?
Yeah, it was great.
That's pretty good.
I'm done.
Yoshi's exasperated from writing so fast.
This is really just, God, just,
like,
what? I'm not even proud of this one.
Like the delete guy on Death Note, he's sitting there, delete, delete, and then he all of a sudden, like, jizzes himself and, like, falls over.
Okay, so for this episode, I really didn't have any fucking idea.
Yeah, we can go ahead and do that now.
Yeah, so... here you go.
Here we go. So like Mario and Luigi were sitting in a stool. And so Sonic fell down the stairs and farted, and I don't fucking know. So Naruto went to the barber and was stabbed by a kooky. So then this one girl who was hotter than my wiener on a grill... So her titties were bouncing, and so some shite went dwan, semicolon, as Jasp the Jags Kukel and Mutterfucker and say Kvam Akzigavazig for herself done. So donk we, I'll weep, I'll weep. So that was Don Dog Go Shit Poop Doki Ass Monkey Waffle Hooker. I really don't know what to fucking do. I really just don't fucking know. And my dick was inside a barrel or something, and Sonic and Crash Bandicoot was all like, breast. I want to give her a safe shit. I am Dr. Samuel L. Jackson, and I like to change shite because it was too pitchy, y'all. And so Loogie was like, I am Dr. Loogie, and I'm a dentist, and I sell 7 3 4 5 6 9 8 9 9 numbers. My luck there is Onwu, and it's evolved with you. I don't fucking care anymore. Yeah.
You see? I really didn't know what the fuck to write.
I can tell.
Text bomb for the win.
Yeah. I don't like this one.
I don't either.
I really didn't know what the hell to write. I was fresh out of ideas.
Yeah, but write it earlier instead of like, 2 minutes from the thing. Oh yeah, I have a story.
I always do it before the show started, but it's just like, God, I was like fucking 20 minutes late. And I couldn't think of any game series, and now I fucking got them, and I don't want to write another story, bro. So, is that it on the list? Oh yeah, I wanted you to play the song I made. So, like, I recorded this song about Pikmin, and fuck. And so, and I was singing and shit, and so, like, yeah. And, like, it's that one of them songs that everybody likes and shit, and so I made it in English. It was supposed to be for the Pikmin Let's Play trailer for comedy. But then, like, my parents really, really liked it. It made my mother cry. It was that good, I guess. And so I decided to sing the whole entire thing. And the song is actually somewhat, it's serious in a way. Like, I sing good and whatnot, if you would call it good.
Yeah.
I would call it good. You have a good singing voice, Yoshi.
Thank you. Yeah, it's about 3 minutes long.
I know Uta.
Yeah, let me just translate that in English. It's called The Song of Love from Pikmin. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
And
go ahead.
This will be the last thing for the show, so...
Yeah. Enjoy my hopefully not crappy singing.
Uprooted from the ground, we'll stand by you as no one else would dare. We will fight for you, protect you, follow you, and we'll never give a care. Plucked out from the ground, we'll meet up again and be thrown around. We'll follow you and never stop every time you make that weird little sound. It looks like it's about time to play. It feels like we're always doing this every day. I'm falling in love. I'm falling in love once again. On this weird planet, there are lots of things that I never knew. We'll still fight for you, follow you, run with you, and mostly protect you. Uprooted from the ground, we'll pick up your things and leave them behind. But no matter what, we'll never ask you to love us when we are in a bind. Looks like it's about time to play. Maybe we'll try harder again the next day. I'm falling in love. I'm falling in love once again. We'll work together and pick up some things that we have just found. We'll follow you and never stop every time you make that weird little sound. We'll be together and fight forever until the next dawn. But no matter what, we'll never ask you to love us when we are finally gone.
That's it for Fatty Time today. No Fat Man until the very last second. He is finally back, and he's not joining us.
Bye!
Yeah, bye. Sorry, no.
Hope you enjoyed my singing. Bye.